Herzlich willkommen, liebe Zuschauer.
Welcome, dear viewers, dear listeners. We're glad that you've tuned in for the 16th program of the series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles Who Could Understand Them. If you had the possibility to ask Jesus of Nazareth a question, what would you ask? Perhaps, what is the meaning of my life on earth? Where did I come from? Where am I going? Or, what do I have to do to go to heaven? Or, what else? In the circle of his followers, Jesus of Nazareth spoke with plain and simple words regarding the answer to these and many other questions. What he taught already back then, and of which only little has been passed down, is now, for the first time, available in its entirety to all seeking people. It was revealed by the All-Spirit himself, the Free Spirit of Infinity, in the prophetic word through Gabriele, God's prophetess in our time. His divine teachings point out to us the meaning and goal of our life on earth, and at the same time are a guide for drawing closer to the true life. In a great series of schoolings, Gabriele explained the cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth and gave many practical explanations and aids that each person can try out in his daily life, in the family, at work, and during his leisure time. They are a help in life for all God-seeking people, also for us here in the studio, because we are also practicing and learning. By the way, we were not hired to present these texts, but do it out of inner conviction and enthusiasm for these teachings. And after the program, each one of us again pursues his occupation. Together with the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, Gabriela's extensive explanations are compiled in a 5-volume work. The book for this program is the 2nd volume of explanations, from which we, with Gabriela, who is here in the studio with us, will read another section.
We read an axiom from the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. The one who moves in the forecourt of the temple or on the roads to the temple, that is, the one who has not entered the temple, still lives in the disorder of his world of sensations and thoughts. As a result of this, he also sees only himself, his base self, and also speaks only of himself, his base self, because his consciousness cannot yet grasp and penetrate the disorder. Such a person speaks only himself, and sees only himself, and hears only himself, and for this reason can neither perceive nor understand nor hear his neighbor, for he sees only himself, and speaks only himself, and hears only himself. Such people have no feeling for their neighbor. They do not understand what their neighbor is saying, because they do not understand themselves, since they cannot see through their sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds, nor through their coarse and craving senses. They are confused, because their world of sensations and thoughts is confused.
Why this is so, we learn from Gabriele's explanations. She says, We cannot understand each other in depth because each one has created his personal existence, his personal law. Therefore, each one thinks differently, speaks differently, feels and senses differently. Our personal law, we can also say our individual law, has almost no reference to the individual law of another. As a result of this, each one speaks only himself, and both speak past each other. We often say, we understand each other. Did we really understand each other? Or did we only hear our words? Or do we think we understood our neighbor because we like him or because he flatters us? And that is why we say, we understand each other. All this is thinking in terms of the personal law.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, all pure beings understand each other. The spiritual body is the substance of the eternal law. It is the divine heritage of every pure being. We are on earth to become divine again, to find our way out of this confinement, of this limitation of our human ego, of our me and mine, so that our consciousness may expand and break through the limits of the human ego and enter into the divine unity and freedom, into our spiritual heritage. The spiritually alert soul has many opportunities to lead its human shell to where the person is able to perceive some of the aspects of that life that the awakened soul longs for.
In another axiom, the All-Spirit says, the true and all-penetrating takes place only in the innermost of your temple, in the Holy of Holies, with the All-Holy and through the All-Holy God. Only in you do you behold and recognize how many gifts you can give your neighbor from the treasure of your innermost being, what he is able to take in order to grow and mature spiritually. And so, it is in you that you behold and hear the quantum that you may offer to your neighbor, which is then also of benefit to him. Gabriel expands upon this axiom of the Spirit of God in order to point out to us how we can draw closer to this high goal step by step. The true and all-penetrating takes place only in the innermost of your temple, in the Holy of Holies, with the All-Holy and through the All-Holy God. What does this want to tell us? Each one of us is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We enter the Holy of Holies, which is in us, through the actualization of the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount. The more often we enter the Holy of Holies, the more intimate is our communication with the Spirit of God in us. In this way, we free ourselves from our personal law, from our individual thinking, which, in the end, is focused solely on ourselves, on our base ego. Then we draw more and more from the wellspring of life, which is our spiritual heritage.
We continue reading in Gabriele's explanations. Through the unfoldment of our spiritual heritage, our spiritual eyes also open, the eyes of our soul, which then penetrate matter and also the words of our neighbor. For the person whose soul moves in the light of God, words are mirrors. All of matter is merely reflection, not reality. It is only the result of our deeds, of our projections, of our conceptions. The one who sees through the mirror, the projections, fathoms his neighbor in his inner being, and at the same time knows what he can give him as gifts of love. The wise one, who draws from the source of life, knows the amount. He knows how much he can say. He also knows what he has to say, because he sees through the things, the thoughts, the words, everything that exists, and sees through the person, for everything is only reflection. The mirrors deceive. Our earthly eyes see only the reflection and deceive our senses. Delusion judges and makes value judgments. The clarity of the soul, the eyes of the being, behold what is real, because the person whose soul has become a clear wellspring does not judge and make value judgments. He has understanding and good will.
The All Spirit speaks in his great cosmic teachings. Know that if you have become the being, then all things and everyone are in you. You behold, hear, smell, taste, and touch in you and through you, because everything that the external contains in itself is the life in you.
Das ist das Leben in dir. Deshalb wohne in.
Therefore, dwell in yourself. Then you also behold yourself, the Self, in all things, because you are the Self, the Being, and all things in turn are the Self, the Being. Then you behold a part of your true Self in the minerals, in the world of plants, in the world of animals, and in the stars. And you perceive all that is pure in you, the Pure One, as light, as power, as a part of you. What you see externally has, just like you, light and power in itself, in its inner being. That is, it is as essence in you, and thus a part of you.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, we heard the words of the Spirit of God. If you have become the being, then all things and everyone are in you. This means for us that our soul has again attained a high degree of nobility and fineness. The noble, the fine, is the pure. The noble and fine is the beautiful. The nobility of the soul sees through everything, because the soul is again in communication with God. And so, we are all on the path to again become what we truly are. No one of us can avoid once again becoming the way God beholds us.
Ist dies erreicht, dann sind
when this has been achieved, then we are the being, and the being is unity. Then the stars are no longer far from us, because God is close to us. Then the substance of the nature kingdoms, the life, is no longer far, because God is close to us. Then we are conscious heirs to infinity and conscious images of our Father. God is the wellspring, and we are the wellspring out of which we draw and give.
The free spirit continues. The one who lives in this noble, fine, and pure awareness will not wantonly destroy any external life form, because he then disturbs this part of life in himself and thus becomes the disturbed one, who destroys everything that he believes does not serve him. Through this externalization, war, murder, and discord came about. Recognize, this means that what you kill wantonly, people, animals, and plants, that is what you shadow in you. You disturb your own life and remain the disturbed one, the ego person who affects his environment in a destructive manner.
We read the following about this in Gabriele's explanations. Let us look into our world. There are many, many who are disturbed by much. This means we are disturbed by our inputs in the causal computer system because we are no longer the being, but the me and mine. Our state of being disturbed also destroys, because we no longer have communication with the substance in all forms, because we think only of ourselves, always only me, 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 I am my best friend. This is where the disturbance is. Because of this, we also destroy our environment and thus affect our planet Earth, the Mother Earth. Dear fellow people, the All-Spirit teaches us more. Only within yourself do you behold the being in all things. For this reason, you do not need to look around. You have the view of all that is around you in yourself. A profound content, in few words, Gabriele explains. To look around and to have the view of all that is around you also means farsightedness and insight into things.
The All-Spirit speaks in his great cosmic teaching. What is in heaven is also on the earth, only turned away from God. The law, God, is selfless, impersonal love. It gives and gives itself and gives equally to each one. Gabriele encourages us with the words, "Dear fellow people, we learn more and more to understand and grasp the selfless, impersonal love. The impersonal is the all law. It is the wellspring and the strength, the stream. We also call it the ocean, in which all beings have their existence, out of which all beings draw, and from which all beings live. It is the ocean of impersonal love. The pure beings do not need to be personal. They have everything, because they all live in the one and the same stream. To them, it is natural and a matter of course to be impersonal, because they do not want anything. They possess everything because they are heirs to all of being. The light poor soul wants, because it no longer lives its heritage, and therefore the person wants everything for himself, because his human ego is no longer the divine I am. The humanness is the sinful against the soul.
Christus spricht weiter.
The All-Spirit continues in his axiom. The law of sowing and reaping came about through self-love, through the person-oriented love. This means that the one is closer to me than the other. The one who is closer to me receives more, the other receives less. This is the person-oriented love, the self-love, the egotistical love. What is in heaven is on earth in modified form. For this reason, the earth, the material universe, and the planes of purification are only the mirrors of the eternal being. The law of sowing and reaping is to be regarded as a mere image. Heaven is the being, the peer, the law which radiates throughout everything, God. The law of sowing and reaping is man's being, which consists of the mine and me, which came and comes forth from the base ego. The peer is the being, the self, the I am, the impersonal life, the law, God. The pure beings are the pure, the self, the being, the impersonal, the I am, the law, God. Their sensing, their word, and their action is the law, God. The self, the being, the impersonal, the peer. They, the law, for their ether body is law, sense and speak themselves. The peer, the being, the self, the impersonal, the law, God.
Christus, the All-Spirit, continues teaching. The law of sowing and reaping can, in general, be called the law of burdens. It consists of the many components of the human ego, which have become the ego law of individual people. The ego law of each one consists of his negative sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds. The ego law can also be called the person law, because it relates to the person who sends out his ego and receives the same sending potential in turn. The one who has created his person law lives in it, and through his soul he calls it up from where it is stored, in the stars. Your neighbor cannot adopt your ego law unless he creates the same or like things through the same or like negative sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds.
Gabriela gives us the following explanation to this. If we still move in the ego law, in the person law, then this is not worth being called life. However, In the recognition of our human aspects lies the chance to overcome them and cast them off, in order to again bring out the impersonal life step by step. Every single one of us is on earth to become divine again. The divinity of our being is the absolute law, the life in the eternal being. We should strive for this life through the teachings of the absolute law. We may learn the goal of our journey, our life, our eternal being, our high consciousness, the all-being in God, the impersonal.
The free spirit speaks in his great cosmic teachings. The pure beings move in the eternal law. They speak the law and are themselves the eternal law. Every burdened person moves in his ego law, in his small world which he created with his ego, the mine and me. He speaks his small world, that with which he built his ego law. According to this law, he feels himself, thinks himself, speaks himself, and acts as he feels, thinks, and speaks. That is, he feels, thinks, speaks, and acts according to his base self, his base being. The human self, that is the base ego, has no eye, no ear, and no senses for his neighbor, only for itself.
We continue reading the axiom of the Spirit of God. The human self finds no entry into the divine self, into the Holy of Holies, and thus cannot feel, recognize, see through, and experience its neighbor. Because selflessness is not yet developed in the externalized person.
Die Selbstlosigkeit noch nicht entfaltet ist. Das menschliche Selbst.
The human self, the base ego, has nothing in common with the divine self, with the all-radiating I am.
Ich bin. Nichts gemeinsam. Der reine.
The pure one speaks the pure, the eternal law, God.
Der unreine.
The impure one speaks his impurity, his ego law, the base self.
Das niedere Selbst. Jeder spricht sich.
And so each one speaks himself, the pure one, the absolute self, the I am,
ich bin,
the impure one, his base self, his base ego, that is oriented only to the person.
Das nur auf die Person bezogen ist.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, what a poor world that resembles the poor, that is, light poor souls, the light poor human beings. If mankind would fulfill the laws of God, then God's heaven would be on earth. God said, I make a new heaven and a new earth. New people are a part of the new heaven and the new earth. People in God. The inner path means to discard the clothes of the old Adam and to envelop oneself in the garment of the eternal law. The one who applies the absolute law to himself joins in with others to bring heaven to earth.
Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear viewers, dear listeners, will you join in? Will we all join in? After today's program, surely we understand better why there is so much hardship, suffering, war, and misunderstanding in our world. But above all, the great cosmic teachings point out to us what each one of us can contribute toward changing something toward the positive. You can read the content of today's program in the book for the program, which is available via bookstores. It is the second volume of the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to his disciples and apostles, who could understand them, with explanations by Gabriele. We would be glad to have you tune in again for the next program. Then await us truly cosmic teachings that will help us to find our way to inner tranquility and stillness and show us how we can draw up the ideal picture of our true being. Until then, we wish you all the best. Goodbye and greetings in God.